Vic Naidu, weekdays 12 to 3 p.m. East Coast Radio.
This is East Coast Radio, Vic Naidu on KZN's number one at music station. Welcome, welcome, welcome. 12:30. What a beautiful day it is today. It's not a local community, but I actually want to know if other communities are experiencing this. So, communities are being terrorized. And one resident of this community says that there's no reason for it in this day and age. I feel like if I pay this, you're going to know what I'm talking about.
It got to the point where it was frightening. You'd be sitting, you know, in the evening watching the news, and all of a sudden it would sound like the whole door was coming in. And so you'd get up to go, and away they'd be running, giggling and laughing at us.
So I would imagine, thankfully it doesn't happen to me, but I would, and maybe it's karma, it should be happening, but there was a time, and I think you would have done this, played this game too, Andy. Mm. I don't know if they do it today, where you knock on someone's door and you run.
And you go off running.
Or like I did it with the intercoms, because my hood had the intercoms.
So. Oh, okay.
Okay. And then you run before the occupants answer the door. So there's a community now that are being terrorized by the local kids. Because they're... It's in Canada somewhere. And it's thankfully... you can thank TikTok. TikTok. They found this challenge on TikTok.
Oh.
Now, firstly... So, of course, when you were younger and you banged on someone's door and ran away, did you have a name for that game?
I don't remember the name.
I never gave it much thought. It was just a game.
It was just a game. And we kind of all knew what was going on. But I have never heard of a name for it.
I don't know if kids do it today. Nick, our sports lead, was saying in his complex, like, you know, he'll be also watching TV. And he'll
oh, no.
And then but he can hear them cacking away, cackling like little kids.
So entertained.
I'm not, I haven't, like, why aren't kids knocking on my door playing the game? Do kids still play the game today? Do they know?
Daniel hasn't experienced this yet. He's only 5, so he hasn't done this yet. And we haven't had any kids do this to our neighborhood yet.
What is the name of the game called?
I don't know.
If you have a name for it, 0617929495. I never gave it any thought. I just was like, well, I'm just going to knock on someone's door and run.
Hey, Vic, it's Barry from Waterfall. I remember playing that when we used to go down to Newcastle and stay in the Holiday Inns there. For soccer tournaments, we used to just do that on everyone's door and run down the corridors and hide. Fantastic memories, brother. Have a wonderful day, Vic. Cheers, babe.
Hi, Vic. This is Cindy here. Vic, yeah, we also call the talk talkie or knock knock, and we did it, yeah, plenty of times. And the kids today, especially when they're not in complexes, we've noticed that they push your buzzer on your street buzzer. So, yeah, that's the new modus operandi, because a lot of homes are away from the main road. So they just push your little buzzer outside and you go out to see who's there, and there's not a soul.
Vic Naidu, weekdays 12 to 3 p.m. East Coast Radio.
If you just tuned in, welcome. Discussing that classic prank game, if you will. I think many of us fondly remember taking part in it as a child. Well, it's back. It's now coming back as a TikTok challenge, and it is terrorizing communities. Some of them saying that there's no reason for it in this day and age. And I'm like, come on. It's a fond memory, and kids have been doing it for decades. And also, I think calling it different things, because I asked you, what was the name of the game where you like knock on somebody's door and then you run away? And I've gotten everything from ding dong dash, dong dong dash, knocky nine doors, knock a door, run, to, what is it? Oh, talk talkie. I think that's a very South African one. 0617929495. Let's go down memory lane.
Vic, I'm Afrikaans, and we used to call it talk talkie, where you'd also knock on the door and then run away. My kid unfortunately can't do it because we live on a farm, but she probably would do it if you could still walk in neighborhoods and it was safe.
Hi, Vic. I was just listening to your conversation about the game of knocking on doors and running away before they were answered. We used to play that. I mean, this is now going back into the 80s. We used to call it knock knock. And it was hilarious.
Hey, Vic. This is Martin from Howick. That game was the most awesome game. That was called talk talkie. So what we would do is we would tie very thin nylon gut to the door knockers, and everybody on our street had door knockers. So we'd tie a piece of gut to the door knocker, pull it out the gate, tie the door knocker all to one piece of string, and line the gutter and pull everybody's door knockers. Rattle away for a good 10 seconds, wait, and then you watch everybody in the street all come out at the same time. And then we just stand up and say, surprise! And everybody would chase us all the way around the block. What good fun. Those were days when there was good, clean fun. I'm sure you'll appreciate that. Thanks, Vic. Have a great day. Great show. Thank you.
Vic Naidu, weekdays 12 to 3 p.m. East Coast Radio.
I suppose in the year 2024, you're just living your best life at home, engaging in some self-care, chilling on the couch, maybe watching Netflix, and a random knock on the door would be quite uncanny.
Hi, East Coast Radio. I've just listened to you guys on the radio now and talking about knocking on your neighbor's door and running away. I am a whole bunch of 27, 28 years old, and I still do that. And we used to call it Ding Where? Dong Ditch.
Where are you doing
so
it?
That's the name we used to go with. I hope that answers all your questions.
Hello, guys. So the name of the game is Tok Toki. We used to have a door doing it, and now my older daughter has started doing it too.
Vic Naidu, weekdays 12 to 3 p.m. East Coast Radio.